The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For more information about the center, or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Erevin Daf Chof Tes. Today's daf focuses on which foods may be used for Eruv and Shituf. As we mentioned in an earlier share, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, what type of Eruv is our Perek talking about. Rashi says that our Perek is talking about Eruv Chatzeres as well as Eruv Tchumen. Tosfos, on the other hand, argues and says that our Perek is only referring to Eruv Tchumen. However, Eruv Chatzeres can only be made with pas, and it cannot be made with other types of machalim. The foods mentioned on today's daf and throughout the perek, according to Rashi, these foods may be used for Eruv Chatzeres, Eruv Tchumen, and Shitufei Muvois. Tosfos, on the other hand, holds that these foods may only be used for Shitufei Muvois and for Eruv Tchumen. There is a basic difference between using a food for Shitufei Muvois and Eruv Tchumen. By Eruv Tchumen, the halacha is that one must put down mazon shtei sudos, the amount of food which is generally eaten in two meals for every individual. In other words, if five people want to go chutz l'tchum together, and these five people would like to make an Erev Tchumen together, so then the halacha would be that we have to put down mazon shtei sudos times five. If 100 people want to go out of the tchum, we have to put down mazon shtei sudos times 100. For 1,000, it would be 1,000. Shitufei muvois and Erev Chatzeres, the halacha is that one only has to put down the shear of a gregris. However, if there were many people who would have to participate in the Erev Tchumen or in the Shitufei Muvois, Chazal gave a maximum that once 18 gregrisin are put down, which is the shear of Mazon Shtei Sudos, so that is sufficient not only for 18, but also for 100, for 1,000, and for many, many more. The Erev Chatzeres, or the Shitufei Muvois of a large city, may be made with one box of matzah, which contains the shear of Mazon Shtei Sudos, even though there are hundreds or maybe thousands of people who are involved in this Erev. There is a Machlekes Rishonim, how much is Mazon Shtei Sudos? The Mechaber brings down a Machlekes. In Sibin Shin Samech Ches, Sif Gimel. The Mechaber says, V'himeim Yosei Mishmoina Asar, if we have more than 18 participants, Afilu Heim Elef, even if there are 1,000, a Yoser, Shiurai Mazon Shtei Sudos, Sheheim Shmoina Esrei Gregreis, Sheheim Kishisha Beim. That's the size of 6 Beim. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking about Beim Bikli Pasam. Beim, we measure them with their shells on. The Yesh Eimrim, and there are those who argue, and they say, Keheim Sheheim Kishmoine Beitzim. The Shita of the Rambam is 6 Beitzim. The Shita of Tosfos and other Rishonim is 8 Beitzim. Now, as we all know, there is a tremendous machlokes achreinim. How big is a beya? According to the Chazon Ish, the shear of 6 beyim is 20.5 fluid ounces. And according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noah, the smaller shear, the shear of 6 beyim is about 11.75 fluid ounces. Shmoyne Beim, the 8 Beim of Tosfos, which the Mishnah Berurah says, Ulechatchila nochein linoikein, that lechatchila one should use the larger share. So, according to the chazanish, the shear would be a little bit more than 27 fluid ounces. And according to Rabbi Avraham Chaim Noeh, the shear is between 15.5 and 15.75 fluid ounces. That is the shear of 6 bayim or 8 bayim, according to the small shear and according to the large shear. If the Erev is only being made between a few participants, so then one would not need the full shear of Mazin Shtei Sudais, but rather it would be sufficient to go ahead and give the shear of the Gregoris for every participant. Kipshutai, when we talk about every participant, the Chai Adam and the Chaznish learn that if we have many people living in the same bayis, in the same house, or with regard to Shetufei Muvois, we have many Chatzeres participating. We have many people who live in the same Chatzer, which is now in turn participating in the Shetufei Muvois. The Chai Adam and the Chaznish learn that each bayis and each Chatzer gives one Gregoris. So if we have, let's say, in the case of Erev Chatzeres, two houses in a Chatzer, each one has 10 people living in this Chatzer, according to the Chaznish and according to Chai Adam, two Gregorisin are enough. So too, if we're doing a Shetufei Muvois with several Muvois, let's say three Muvois in a Chatzer, and each Muvoi has 100 residents, again, if there are three chatzeres, if we're making a Shetufei Muvois with three chatzeres in one Mavoi, according to the Chaznish and the Chai Adam, even if there are many residents, 100 residents per chatzer, but in each chatzer's participation would only be one Gregoris. The Kafachayim is medayik for the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that each person living there has to give a Gregoris, or a Gregoris has to be given for each person living there, and therefore once we have 18 residents, Sach HaKol, we would be at the maximum of Mazin Shtei Sudais, but La Halacha, the Paiskim hold. Not like that. The Paiskim holds that in Erev Chatzeres, we measure the amount of houses there are, and for Shetufei Muvois, we measure the amount of chatzeres that there are in the Mavli. Now, as we mentioned previously, that our Gemara is focusing on the Shar Maicholim, on Shetufei Muvois, what type of foods can be used for Shetufei Muvois, and what type of foods can be used for Erev Tchumen. And our Gemara mentions, and Shulchan Aruch measures very much, what is the shear of Mazin Shtei Sudais. And, as we mentioned previously, there's a difference. Shetufei Muvois, the Mazin Shtei Sudais, is the maximum, and when we refer to Erev Tchumen, that is the amount that each individual has to participate. The Mishnah already says that Mayim and Melach are not kosher for Shittuf or for Erev, because Mayim and Melach are not considered to be Mazoin, they're not considered to be food. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in Siman Shin Pei Vav, again from our Sugya, that something which is not edible is not eligible for Shetufei Muvois, and therefore these good gonias, shahukshu lezera, so since they've gotten as hard as a piece of wood, so therefore they're not roi la'achila, and therefore one cannot use them for shituf. There's a machlokes whether tavlin, whether spices, could be used for shituf. The mechaber says that tavlin cannot be used for shituf, because the lav b'nei achila ninu, because they're not food. Yesh Aymrim, there are those who say they could be used for shituf because they can be used to spice food. Raw food also is not good for shituf, is not kosher for shituf, because raw food is not edible in its current state, and the shituf has to be made with something which is edible right now. Something which is extremely unhealthy, the Gemara also says, may not be used for shituf. Something which is kosher for the person is also not good for Shituf. Now, when we discuss Erev Chatzeres, so over there we were talking about Pas, we were talking about the whole halacha like Shitzat Taisvis that has to be made Dafka with Pas, and when we talk about Pas, so we talk about the amount of bread that one needs for Shtei Sudeis. However, when it comes to Shitufei Muvois, there is a Kula in the way we Cheshbin the Mazin Shtei Sudeis. And that is, we look at this item as how much of this particular item do you need in two sudeis. And even though this is not the only thing you're eating other things in the shir, in the sudeis. However, we have to ask ourselves, how much of this particular item do we need? And therefore the halacha is, kol davar shir gilin lalafei says a pas, Simen Shin Pei Vav, Sivav. Anything which is usually used to accompany pas, to give the pas a little bit of flavor. She Uray Lalafis by pas, Hanecha Lashde Sudis. You don't need that much food. In other words, if you eat your whole food from this particular lifton, for this particular dip, for this particular accompaniment, but rather the amount of this accompaniment you would use at Shte Sudis, that is already enough to make an Erev. The Chol She'ein Malafsin Be'ezapas, something which is not eaten to accompany bread, but rather it's eaten as a basic food by the meal, She'urek Te'lechol Mimenu Shtei Sudeis. The shear is as if you are eating the Shtei Sudeis from it. How much do you need to serve, to eat at two Sudeis from this particular item? Now again, you are eating other things by the meal, but when you eat this for the meal, so how much would you need for Shtei Sudeis, and that becomes the share. The Mishnah Berurah says that's something which you use for kinuach, something you use almost like a dessert to leave a good taste in your mouth, so the amount that you would need for the kinuach of Shtei Sudeis, that also becomes the appropriate mazon of Shtei Sudeis. Now, from here emerges a tremendous kula. And the kula is that one can make an Erev with very little food. Now, when we discussed Shitufei Muvois, so it's not such a big nafkamina, because the point is that Mazen Shtei Sudeis is not very much, and since it's not very much, even if it would be a little bit more, so, okay. But you put down enough, and that's enough for your whole entire city. The issue comes up with Erev Tchumen. Because by Erev Tchumen, let's say you have a large family which wants to go ahead and go Chutz L'Tchum. What happens if you have a small village which has only 9 men, they don't have their own minion, and they want to be able to go to the next bungalow colony to daven on Shabbos? And we have to include the children, we have to include the women, and there could be many people who want to come along to the next bungalow colony, or it can happen that it's a larger element of a Sefer Torah, so they have to go to the next bungalow colony. And if we're going to have to go ahead and put down Mazen Shtei Sudeis for every single member, we could end up having to put down a large amount of food. The Eitzah is to use Lifton, to use something which you don't eat it by itself, but rather you use that item to accompany bread. And if you use lifton, as long as you have enough lifton to go ahead, and that's the amount that you need for Shtei Sudeis, for two meals, and the Gemara says weekday meals, not Shabbos meals, it's a Gemara later on, Chazal were making on the shear of Erev. That's also why Chazal said two meals is enough, even though on Shabbos you have to eat three meals. But since the two meals is the Iker, Suda Shabbos, so Chazal made the shear two meals. But Al Kopanim, if you'll use Lifton, so then you can get away with very little. And the minig in many places is that they'll make a communal Erev Tchumen with peanut butter, because one large jar of peanut butter can be Mazen Shtei Sudeis for many people. Mayim or Melach may not be used for Shitufei Muvois, as we learnt in our Mishnah. However, if they are mixed together, so the Mechaber says in the first Deya, Im irvon yachad mishtatvim behem, if they are mixed together, they can be used. They now become a dip, as we learned previously. The Yesh Aymrim Dafka Kshnos Noseichan Shemen, that those who argue and say that they are only eligible for an Shtufei Mevois as a dip if you mixed some Shemen into the mixture, and the Mishnah Berurah Paskins Uladina Naktiran Kadei Rishayna, that Mayim and Melach is sufficient. In the Hakdama to the Taisus Yontif on Mesechlas Erevin, he brings down that there was a city where the Goyim did not allow the Jews to have their Tzikin Tzuras HaPesach around the entire city. Now, in a city which has a Tzikin Tzuras HaPesach, what we call a Erev, going around the entire city, so it's sufficient to go ahead and to make one Erev Chatzeris / Shitufei Mevois, put it into one of the shuls, and that allows all the people who live in the city to carry. However, once the communal, what we call Erev, Tzuras HaPesach, has come down, so now we're faced with a challenge, and that is that since the communal Erev is down, so the Erev Chatzeris, Shtufei Mevois, which is in a shul, cannot help for every multi-family house. Every multi-family house which has private parts, a house which belongs to everybody, a house which belongs to the individual, and it has public areas which belong to several individuals, to carry from the private areas to the public areas requires an Erev Chatzeris. Now, when the city Tzuras HaPesachs are up and working, so then the communal Erev Chatzeris will handle all of the individual housing. However, in this particular case, where the communal Tzuras HaPesach was down, and therefore the communal Erev Chatzeris was out of the individual Erevs, so to say, out of the individual Rishus HaYochids, so now every building, multi-family house in the city had to go ahead and make their own tikkun, had to go ahead and make their own Erev Chatzeris. The Taisus Yontif says that because the Olam was very poor, he allowed them to make the Erev with Mayim, Melach, and Shemen mixed together. Although most Paiskim hold that one cannot make an Erev Chatzeris with anything else besides four pas, but since the Olam in that city was very poor, he considered it to be a Shas HaDchak, and he relied on Shitas Rashi, where Rashi holds that Erev Chatzeris can be made with other foods, and also he relied on the halachic concept that Seimchin Ashituf B'makom Erev, that in certain cases one does not have to make both an Erev Chatzeris and a Shtufei Mevois. The Shtufei Mevois will take care of the requirement of Erev Chatzeris, and he said that since Shtufei Mevois can sometimes take care of the requirement of Erev Chatzeris, so therefore we can rely on Shtufei Mevois foods for Erev Chatzeris also. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in a tshuva, disagreed strongly with the Tiferes Yisrael, and the Tiferes Yisrael quotes Rabbi Kiva Eger's tshuva to him in the Hakdama over there, and Rabbi Kiva Eger says that we cannot rely on Shitas Rashi, that Rashi holds that one can use other foods for Erev Chatzeris, because all the Rishayim argue on Rashi, and there are Gemaras later on which are Mashma, not like Rashi. The Tiferes Yisrael brings Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Tiferes Yisrael says that was not his Ikar reason. His Ikar reason was because of the Klal of Soim Chamashituf B'Mokim Erev.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.